the Labour Party and the Corbynistas. Meanwhile, in the Labour Party, the centre-left politics of so-called New Labour, introduced during Tony Blair's leadership, had largely been discredited among Labour Party supporters for three main reasons. First was Tony Blair's decision in 2003 to support US President George W. Bush's invasion of Iraq. The decision to go to war was widely believed to have been based on false information, if not outright lies, and was deeply unpopular in Britain. Secondly, as mentioned earlier, the financial crisis of 2008, which happened under a Labour government, had led many to believe that the global political and economic systems that New Labour supported were heavily biased in favour of international bankers and multinational corporations at the expense of ordinary workers. Thirdly, UKIP was attracting many working class voters in the Midlands and north of England, where economic conditions were significantly worse than in the prosperous South East. These voters could normally have been relied upon to vote for the Labour Party. The perception of many on the left of British politics was that New Labour was too closely identified with the global elites that UKIP were successfully blaming for working people's problems. In response, the Labour Party tried to show that it was an open democratic party that listened to the voices of ordinary voters and was not controlled by society's elites. A major reform of the way the party chose its leader was meant to demonstrate the party's commitment to the democratic process. In selecting its leader, the Labour Party had traditionally given most weight to its members of Parliament, the Parliamentary Party, and representatives of Britain's trades unions, who have always been the main funders of the Labour Party. Under the new system, introduced in 2015, the votes of individual party members were given equal weight. The party also tried to attract new members by promising them a stronger voice in the making of party policy. The party was successful in attracting hundreds of thousands of new members who used their new voting rights to elect the veteran left-wing Member of Parliament, Jeremy Corbyn, party leader in 2015. The election of Corbyn was seen as a return to the Labour Party's socialist roots and a rejection of New Labour's centrism. However, part of Corbyn's traditional socialism was an antipathy towards international capitalism and the institutions that support it, such as the EU. Corbyn was wildly popular with the new members the party had attracted in its membership drive. Many of these new members were new to political activism and too young to remember how unpopular the Labour Party had become before Tony Blair moved the party away from socialism in the 1990s. To them, the appeal of Corbyn was precisely that he had consistently maintained a hard left stance throughout the period of New Labour. He had opposed his own party many times during the governments of Tony Blair and his successor, the uninspiring Gordon Brown. The enthusiastic supporters of Corbyn's leadership became known in the media as Corbynistas. With Corbyn as leader, the Labour Party now found itself divided. Its parliamentary party remained sceptical of Corbyn's hard left positions and believed that Corbyn would be unable to appeal to voters outside his Corbynista base. Meanwhile, the party members outside of the parliamentary party supported Corbyn in successive leadership elections by a wide majority. As long as he had the support of the Corbynistas, Corbyn could not be removed as leader by his parliamentary party. This division has led to confusion over what the Labour Party's policies actually are, especially on the sensitive issues of the EU and immigration. The parliamentary party largely supports Britain's continued membership of the EU and is also sympathetic toward open immigration. The young Corbynistas support many of Corbyn's populist left-wing beliefs. However, they are also much more supportive of the EU than older left-wing anti-capitalists, such as Jeremy Corbyn himself. As a result, the leadership of the Labour Party under Corbyn has been ambivalent at best, almost silent at worst, on the question of Britain's membership of the EU and future immigration policy. Corbyn has been forced by his parliamentary party and Corbynista supporters to adopt a pro-EU position that he instinctively does not believe in. As a result, Corbyn's leadership of the campaign to remain in the EU has been frustratingly weak for his own party membership. Following the 2008 financial crisis, the two mainstream parties of British politics both found themselves divided and being pulled by political populism into increasingly extreme positions. The Conservative Party was being pulled to the right by pressure from UKIP and its own Eurosceptic faction. The Labour Party was being pulled to the left by the populism of Jeremy Corbyn and his grassroots Corbynista supporters. Centrists in both parties, who had represented the consensus view in British politics from the 1990s until the crisis of 2008, found themselves on the defensive and increasingly isolated, especially on immigration, following 2008.